but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, University of Portland men's soccer, they have had great success in recent years. They got a big one coming up on Friday at Merlot Field. 7 o'clock, they're playing Denver. Here to talk about it, Nick Carlin-Voigt, soccer coach. How you feeling? How you feeling about Friday's game?
Great. Pirates are off to a great start, 5-0-1. Had a good battle with St. Louis, the top 20, actually top 10 in the country, and we thought we were the better team, but didn't score. So guys are doing great. We have a very big game Friday playing Denver, who was in the College Cup last year. And, I really like this group of young men. They're good guys. They represent the community in the right way. Great students, 3.6 team GPA, and really talented group, really humble group. And, we haven't played our best yet, but we're off to a great start. So top 10 in the country in two polls, and in the coaches' poll, we're fourth in the country. So it's great to put, you know, us on the map again. Four years in a row, top 10 in the country at one point in the season.
Love that. Denver on Friday night at Merlot Field, 7 o'clock. Teddy bear toss, by the way, for people who are, it's a good family event. Be great weather, too. Hey, we've been spoiled a little bit. How has it been for you guys training in nice weather and sunshine and, good conditions?
It's been great. We've been to the Midwest twice, went to University of Wisconsin-Madison in the Big Ten, had a good result against them, and just got back from St. Louis. So we've been dealing with the Midwest humidity and nice, beautiful fall weather. It's going to be great weather on Friday, and can't argue about the sunshine and being outside every day. So the guys have been happy, and it's been great so far.
5-0-1, and you mentioned the top 10 rankings, and that's not a new thing for you guys. Do the guys pay attention to the polls? Do you guys talk about it, or is it just kind of something that goes on in the background?
Yeah, probably too much. Social media plays a role. I think you got to be proud of that, right? Like to be top 5 in the country at any point in the season is a great accomplishment. And I think as I've gotten older as a coach, you address it, you know. Beginning of the season, no one ranked us to do anything. So I think all the years we've been ranked, we started those years unranked. So we believe here everything's going to be earned, nothing's going to be given, and the guys have thus far earned it. But I also reminded them this week that, the end of the year goals are not to be ranked in the midseason. And, we're still hunting teams. We don't ever want to be the team that's hunted. And the end of the goal is to be one in the country at the end of the season. And, one in the table in the WCC. So we're chasing two championships, and we don't put too much hype or too much focus on what the external world thinks. You know, like we're much more concerned about what's going on in our locker room, how our guys are feeling, how they're interacting, how they're playing. The good news about this group, we have not reached our full potential. We have not played our best game yet. We're going to need to. The games are only going to get harder. We've had a tough schedule, but the hardest games are ahead, and we're looking forward, not backwards. And I think, what someone else ranks you, thinks about you is a nice feather in your cap. But at the end of the day, we're very much process-based, not outcome. And our goal is we got to get better. We got to keep improving. We got to keep doing things the right way. We got to keep finding ways to throw new wrinkles into our game model and find ways to come up with little advantages for each match plan. I think the guys have executed the match plan in each game really well, and I'm proud of their work so far.
All right, Nick Carlin-Voigt and the Pilots, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Merlot Field, PortlandPilots.com. If you want to get the tickets, the Pilots are the number 4 team in the men's college soccer rankings, behind only Wake Forest, North Carolina State, and Stanford. Go get them, Coach. We're going to commercial break here, but go get them, and we'll get you back on next week.
Thanks so much for having me, John, and wish you well this fall, and thanks for your support of the Pilots.
Always, man. They are tearing it up. Number 4 team in the country, University of Portland men's soccer. You want to see good soccer? PortlandPilots.com. They've got you covered. All right, the 5 at 5 is coming up, top of the hour. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Leave it here.